Today, the scripture reading is in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 9.
我选读经文是启示录第22章1至9节。
Let us read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
启示录方式来读先用英文读，也中文读出。
Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.Flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their forehead.And there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. And the angel said to me, Everything you have heard and seen is trustworthy and true. The Lord God, who inspires his prophets, has sent his angel to tell his servant what will happen soon. Look, I am coming soon.Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw all these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them. Let us read the last verse together. But he said, No, don't worship me. I am a servant of God, just like you and your brothers and the prophets.As well as all who obey what is written in this book, worship only God.
启示录第二十二章一至九节，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书信预言的，有福了。我一齐读第九节。他对我说：千万不可，我与你和你的弟兄众先知，并那些守这书信上言语的人，同是作仆人的。你要敬拜神。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is True Worship and Our Security in Him.
牧师话系正道，今日系真嘅崇拜。
If you've been with us over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at some analogies and images of visions in the book of the Revelation.
如果一个星期你是跟我们一起的时候，我们都看过在关于启示录当中讲的异象，还有里面当中讲的一些象征。
And last time we saw in Revelation 19, the vision of the marriage supper of the Lamb.
而過去的星期我們看到在啟示錄第19章講到這個羔羊每日婚宴的講的異象。
As we just read Revelation 22 or part of it, what do you see as the central themes in the passage?
我剛剛看到這個第22章的啟示錄究竟裡面當中的主題是什麼呢？
Let's see, Kwong, if you could shine up verses 1 through 3 again, see if you could see what the centrality of the vision is.
我睇翻就系话喺个启示录嘅二十二章一至三节，究竟入边当中所讲嘅主题系乜嘢咧？
Just give you a few minutes to look at it again.
俾些时间再睇一睇大家一至三节。
As you'll see on slide two, first you'll see the water of life, the water of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
文当中讲到话系讲到话一个生命水嘅河系从神和羔羊嘅宝座流出来。
And the second is the beatific vision. They will see his face.
而第二样讲就话会人会睇到神嘅面。
So clearly, the language is drawn from the Old Testament.
而当我睇嘅时候，睇就话佢其实系用咗好多旧约嘅字语去讲解。
Taking the first image, the water of life that flows from the throne of God and the Lamb, you're reminded, the tree of life, paradise, the Garden of Eden.
当我睇下第二个嗰次就话生命水嘅河从羊。神和羔羊的宝座流出来，让我们想起就在旧约讲到的伊甸园。
But if you're familiar with that part of the Old Testament, you'll also know there's a difference here in Revelation 22.
也是看到有些少跟旧约的比较是些少不同。
Now, that tree of life is producing luscious fruit all the time, and it's readily accessible to us.
你讲到话呢个生命树咧，系会不断嘅结果子，喺每个月嘅结果子，而人咧就可以喺呢个树当中去得到呢个嘅喂养。
Now notice that the water is the stream that flows from the throne of God。
里面当中讲到呢个生命水嘅河系从神嘅宝座当中而嚟。
Now, don't misunderstand the text. It doesn't mean that the throne is sort of parked over an open spring that's kind of percolating water out.
唔系讲到话神嘅宝座咧，就喺个呢个河流嘅侧边。
No, it means the source, the very source of life is from God Himself.
里边讲到就话呢个生命嘅源头、生命嘅资源系来自神嘅宝座。
You know, as you looked at the passage and as we read it together, you'll notice how God-centered everything is in that vision.
所以当我睇个字语嘅时候，当中话讲到就话，所有嘅嘢都系从神嘅位以为中心。
Life flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb。
而我人嘅生命系从神嘅当中，神嘅宝座当中流出嚟。
Now, if you're familiar with the Book of the Revelation in chapters 4 and 5, you'll know the work of the Lamb makes all things possible。
当我睇个启示录嘅第四章第五章，我睇到就话。所有嘅嘢都系因着耶稣基督嘅工作而嚟。
And by that I mean the decrees, the purposes of God, His blessings, His judgment, they wouldn't have taken place without the person and work of the Lamb.
所以就话神嘅所有嘅宝座、神嘅目的、所有嘅嘢祝福，从来一切因为都系神嘅耶稣基督嘅工作而嚟。
And the Lamb was slain.The Lamb who comes from the center of the throne and opens the scroll at the right hand of the High Majesty on high, right, has brought all this about. It's come to pass because of Him.
就因为话要讲到耶稣基督就呢个羔羊就呢个受罪嘅羔羊就系呢个宝座中呢个嘅中心，因着佢嘅工作，所有嘅嘢带到而嚟。
What a luscious picture! The water of life is flowing freely from the Lamb and from the God.Who's sitting on the throne?
就系生命嘅水嘅来源，就系因着耶稣基督呢个受造嘅羔羊而嚟。
And the exalted Jesus is saying to his bride, the church, as verse 7 says, "I am coming back for you."
就耶稣基督就同呢个嘅教会嘅新娘就话我哋大家嘅人就话我会再一次会翻嚟。
As you saw in verse 7, "Come to me," he says, "You who thirst."Come and take the free gift of the water of life.
就话讲到话，你嚟到我嘅面前，愿你系解渴，你系饥渴嘅，你临到我当中，我会俾到你生命嘅水，俾你可以有滋润。
Respond to this free gift by worshiping me in spirit and in truth.
呢一个生命嘅水系免费嘅，系你。 希望你能够听到你解渴的时候，你能够我当中，我会俾到你。
See this new heaven and earth, eternal life, the purity of God's people, their enjoyment of this unshielded glory of God all comes from where? The throne.
就依所有嘅祝福，所有嘅恩典，全部嘅都系从着呢个神嘅宝座而嚟。
Notice no one.There is whispering to each other, see, I'm better than you. I've done better. Look at my record. Look at my service record. I've done better than you.
不是说因为人会说、啊、我做得什么好，我比谁做得更加好，所以我才能够来到神的宝座前面，得到我有得的东西。
Look, you see, I tried harder. Here's my list of things I've done.
不是说来到神的面前说、哎、我做得什么在教会当中，我才能够来到这个当中，我得到神的宝座，就是神的恩典。
You don't see that.
里面当中不是这么说。
You see, it's all supported by the Lamb. The Lamb's at the center, by the throne, by God Himself.
这个羔羊所做的工作先至喺神系神嘅当中嘅中心。
And as you'll see on the next slide, slide 3, not only is the water of life from the throne of God and the Lamb central, but as I mentioned prior, the second focus.Is the beatific vision? Is what the medieval church called the beatific vision?
呢个讲就话当中就讲到话，唔单止系所有嘅我所得到嘅，我所有嘅祝福系因着神耶稣基督佢个受造羔羊而工作而我所能够去得到嘅。而第二就话之后我哋系能够睇到神。
And that label is just a kind of a way of saying it's the vision of God seen by all present.
就话我哋能够去再，我哋先至能够去预见到神。
And it's depicted by the phrase they will see His face。
就我哋可以再一次嘅去见到神嘅面。
And if you're familiar with the Bible, that should register, because prior to this, all through the Bible, it's qualified. You don't. No one can see His face and live. Phrases like that are attached to that.
譬如你睇翻旧约嘅时候，讲翻喺当中。就话人唔能够去直接嘅去面对神。
It's all different now. In this vision of the new heavens and new earth, now they will see His face.
但系喺个新天新地嘅时候，我哋系能够再一次嘅自己亲面嘅，我哋可以见到神。
Notice also in verse 4, His name, it's again, it's a vision analogy, is on their foreheads.
就话讲到话佢哋嘅名字会系写咗佢哋额头上面。
And that's language that we see if you're familiar with the book of the Revelation, all through Revelation.
而喺度话，其实喺呢个所讲嘅呢个主题系围绕着呢个嘅启示录。
And that means God's people are perfectly secure in Him.
就讲到就话，信神嘅人喺神嘅当中系有个稳妥，有个安全。
They belong to Him exclusively. No one can snatch them out of His hand.
我哋相信神嘅人，我哋系安全，冇人能够从我哋将我哋喺神入边嘅手中去攞走。
There's no more night, no more darkness within us or around us.
咪讲就话当中，我哋生命嘅当中唔会再有黑暗。
They will not need a light of a lamp or the light of the sun.
唔再需要有一个光，唔再需要有太阳嘅光。
And the driving thrust of all of this vision of what the future holds for the believer is what? The centrality of the living God.
就话入边讲就话，我哋唔再需要，我哋唔会再活着喺个黑暗当中，唔再需要有个阳光。我哋因为咧，我哋已经有神喺我哋当中。
See many people distort the book of the Revelation.
当我哋人去睇呢个嘅启示录嘅时候，我哋有个睇法。
Because the aim of the author is not to think through the passage and say, well, if the gold roads aren't literal, what kind of streets will be walking on?
咁就话咁，我哋行嘅道，我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋行嘅道路系点样嘅咧
？That kind of thinking misses the whole point of the book.
呢个我哋睇嘅时候，我作为基督徒嘅，我当我睇启示录嘅时候，我哋将来嘅道路系点行嘅咧？
The basic whole point, which you can't miss if you read it carefully, is the centrality of the living God.
哦，当我睇启示录嘅时候，我唔好去睇错咗。我入边当中启示录嘅主题系讲嘅就话以神为中心嘅生命。
You know, pastorally, I'm concerned sometimes when Christians talk when they refer to heaven as going to visit their deceased loved ones.
我哋希望大家唔好去错误嘅去思想，就我哋当我哋信神时候之后，都讲到话啊，究竟我哋嘅天堂系点样嘅咧？系咪系？天堂系咪俾我哋能够去见到我哋过去过身嘅朋友或者亲人嘅生命嘅地方咧？
Now, certainly that's a legitimate hope. I'm not criticizing that.
啊，当然啦，呢个系正确嘅，系我哋喺天堂会遇见大家。
But I criticize the fact that that's all they're talking about. That's it. That's all they're talking about.
但系人若然相信嘅人，只系睇到话哦，天堂咧系一个地方我哋能够再一次相见嘅，若然只系咁样去谂嘅。
And that concerns me pastorally because heaven isn't designed primarily so you can visit your grandmother.
啊，我就话天堂唔系只一个地方，我哋再一次能够揾翻我哋过身嘅祖父母。
It's designed in the first instance, foremost, for us to be reconciled and to enjoy the glory of God.
而天堂反而系一个地方，系俾我哋能够再一次嘅同神有一个嘅关系。我哋能够去享受神嘅荣耀。
And that marital spiritual union, which we talked about last time, the marriage supper of the Lamb between Christ and his bride, believers, has begun relatively small in our experience now in this life.
我讲就话我哋同人同耶稣基督同佢哋嘅伴侣个新娘，即系话我哋相信嘅人个关系系而家同我哋开始一个好细嘅。方法开始。
But the final picture in the book of the Revelation, in the future, when the new heavens and new earth come, when Jesus comes back, the final joining of Christ and his bride takes place at the very end, where the new heavens and new earth come down.
就讲到话，人同神嘅关系好，从而家我相信嘅后由好少嘅开始，有一个嘅亲密嘅关系，而最后最终嘅就我哋喺天堂。我可以再一次嘅，我同神有个更加亲密嘅关系，能够见到神嘅荣耀。
And as you'll see on slide 4, the church, those who truly believe in the person and work of the Christ, who trusted in him in this life, are prepared, as Revelation 21:2 says, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
里面讲就话，若然教会相信佢嘅人系真真相信耶稣基督、相信神嘅时候，就好话讲到好似启示录嘅第21章第二节讲到话，就如一个新妇装饰整装去等候呢个丈夫一样。
And on into eternity, forever and ever, we will enjoy the glory of God.
就我哋能够真系喺个天堂当中，我哋嘅系永永远远嘅能够享受神嘅荣耀。
But the question then arises, how?How's that going to be done?
但问题就是说我们怎样才能够做到呢?
Well, as you see on that slide, slide 4 before you, the answer is Christ's glory is preeminently seen and enjoyed by his love for sinners.
就说怎样才能够做到呢? 就是说因为耶稣基督他的爱他的罪爱的罪人的缘故才能够做到。
We've been going over Dane Ortlund's book, Gentle and Lowly, The Heart of Christ.
里面就说我之前看过就说关于神的耶稣基督的心的爱。
We've methodically going over chapter after chapter of chapter as Dane Ortlund leads us to see throughout the scriptures that that is so.
就说有个作者我们在教会当中有看一本书，就讲到说每一个本书讲到就说神是怎样去爱他的子民，怎样去爱这个罪人。
And in one of the latter chapters, Dane Ortlund writes, and you'll see, you saw it on the screen there,The joy of heaven is that we will enjoy that unfettered and undiluted heart of God forevermore.
就讲到话这个在天堂当中的快乐，就是说我们能够永永远远的去享受神当中的心，去给我们的爱。
Do you see what Dane Ortlund is pointing us to?
看到他当中一个作者所讲的说话呢?
The point of unending eternal life is the new heavens and new earth is that God.As Paul writes in Ephesians 2:7, might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
裡面當中講的這個將來這個永恆的愛，這個永恆的生命，就是這個新天新地。講到就話好像在這個以弗所書第二章七節講到話，要將他極豐富的恩典，就是在耶穌基督裡向我所施的恩慈，顯明給後來的世代後。
Yes, we are just ordinary people living life, going through this celestial globe that's roving around here.
是我们一个很普通的人，我们是过着我们很普通的生命，我们有这个受苦，我们有犯罪。
We're ordinary people, anxious, making our way through life, sinning, suffering, wandering, returning to God.
我们过着一个很普通的生命，我们有犯罪，我们有伤痛，我们有受苦，我们不知道怎么去做，最后怎么去归回回去神道。
And as you very well know, as a fellow human being, often we regret. Often we despair.
很多时候之后我们就会伤心，我们会去悔改，我们去伤痛。
And there's a persistent drifting away from a heart sense of what we will enjoy forever, being close to the Lord Jesus.
我们伤痛的当中，我们可能会是离开神给我们的爱。
You know that struggle if you're living a Christian life, that already not yet struggle.
所以我作为基督徒的我们生命当中会有这个挣扎。
We sung that about that, the battle, putting your armor on, the battle, the spiritual battle that you're in.
我生命当中我作为基督徒的有这个生命的挣扎，我需要穿着这个属灵的军装。
As you seek to push back the darkness within and without,
所以我们要需要的去穿着属灵的军装，去怎样去抵挡，怎样去维持我的生命。
And Paul, in Ephesians 2:7, the latter part of that verse, saying that all that struggle, so that in the coming ages, God might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us.
所以在
个 Christ Jesus,
在个以弗所书他讲就话，当我们在受苦的当中，而在最后的神会将他极其的丰盛的恩典会给到我们当中。
And so let me ask you, what does that mean? What does that mean for those of us who are in Christ Jesus right now?
那其实对我们作为基督徒的是什么意思呢？
Well, I can't think of any other way to express it except the way C.S. Lewis does in the Chronicles of Narnia.
所以若然你有看那套 movie, 那套电影的 Chronicles of Narnia.
In his book or in his movie, you see that little gal going through the wardrobe in that little closet in the bedroom. And then in awe and wonder on the other side, paralyzed with joy and wonder and unbelief.
如果有看那套的电影的时候呢，就讲到呢那个女仔她怎样去经过那个房里面当中有个衣柜，她穿过所有的衣衫，而之后就去到这个很漂亮的 Nadia 的地方。
She's astonished and in some sense relieved.She's in a better place.
她很开心，因为呢从这个他们当时是玩着是捉伊恩，她经过那个衣柜而去到一个 Nadia 的地方，是充满着一个很漂亮的地方。
It means that as we stand there, we will never be scolded. We will never be scolded for the sins of this life.
那个地方就说不会再有我们因着我们的罪而被受审判。
You will never be looked at skeptically and never told, enjoy this, but remember, you don't deserve it.
就会讲到当中我们会受到这个祝福。
No, this very point of heaven in eternity is to enjoy. Enjoy his presence. Enjoy the grace of his kindness to you.
就说这个天，我们去到的天堂，这个永恒，就是说我能够去享受神永远的快乐。
And then you will know for sure you are safe in his arms.
在当中，我们才知道我们真的有一个永恒的安全。
And that's because the one thing we fear that will keep us out of heaven is our sin.
我们怎样才会去离开，我们为什么会离开这个这么好的地方，就是因为我们当中我们人的生命的罪。
But that can only heighten, as the scriptures declare, right? Can only heighten the spectacle of God's grace and kindness. That's what Paul's saying in Ephesians 3:2-7.
就是保罗所讲当中，所以我们在个罪的当中，我们才能够看到神的恩典的荣美。
It means that our fallenness, our sinfulness now is not an obstacle for the believer to enjoy heaven.
甚至我哋喺个罪嘅喺个堕落嘅当中，但系唔能够阻止到我哋去到呢个天堂。
In fact, it's the key ingredient. When you recognize how depraved you are, it's the ingredient to enjoy heaven.
反而要去认清喺我哋生命嘅当中嘅罪系好重要。我哋要认清呢个罪系话俾我哋知，我哋点解唔能够去相信到神。
Because whatever mess you've made of your life, that part of our final glory and calm and radiance will add to your joy.
就话无论，所以我要认清楚我哋当中我哋神生当中嘅罪，我哋先至能够去明白点样去 overcome 之后，我哋先至能够去享受咗神嘅呢个永恒嘅荣耀。
Those things that you've done that led to a meltdown in your life.
就话我要认清楚我哋生命当中有乜嘢令到我哋去颓丧，令到我哋错误嘅。
Even those things where God in Christ becomes more real to you in this life now.
反而嘅喺个错误嘅当中，我哋睇到就话神点样去帮助我哋。
They will in some way heighten the joy because you know that you're saved by grace.
就喺我哋认清咗我人生命当中嘅罪。我哋先至能够睇到，就系话我哋需要嘅去悔改，我哋先能够能到嚟到神嘅面前。
And those of us who perhaps might, in the world sense, have led a pretty squeaky clean life, will one day realize the depth of your pride, the depth of your self-righteousness that was hidden from you.
就话我虽然我睇我哋嘅生命当中，我哋就算话觉得我自己几咁嘅生命几咁好。其实我哋需要睇清楚究竟我哋生命当中嘅几多当中嘅罪。
Because you'll know, way deep down, there was some willful subconscious rebellious nature against God.
因为喺我哋生命当中，我哋睇翻就系话，无论我生命当中几咁好嘅时候，但其实喺我哋嘅生命当中，其实我哋内心入边好多时嘅都系反对，我哋唔去跟随神。
Yet the joy is all that sends God's grace and kindness soaring to lift you up.
神就话点样去帮助我哋去提高。
Because you too, just like that little girl Narnia, will be standing there astonished.
就神点样去高举我哋，让我哋见到嘅都能够去开心。
At what? His big heart of love for you.
点解我哋会咁开心？因为我哋见到神俾我哋嘅充满咗爱。
I hope you're aware of what I'm talking about because you get glimmers of that now.
希望大家能够去睇到刚才我所讲嘅说话，因为其实我哋而家当中已经睇到，我哋睇到少少就系神俾我哋嘅爱。
If you know the Christ, if you know He died for you,
若然你系相信系明白耶稣基督系为咗你嘅罪而去死。
If His grace and kindness is immeasurable, as the Apostle Paul states it is.Then our failure can never outstrip God's grace.
所以对你明白刚才讲到就话神嘅恩典系唔可以去量度嘅时候，我明白就算我点样去错误，我点样去跌倒嘅时候，都系无法能够超越神俾我哋嘅恩典。
Even in those moments of feeling utterly overwhelmed by the problems of life, are where God's heart lives.
就话就算我哋跌倒嘅地方，反而先见到神喺当中点样去扶持我哋。
Our most haunted pockets of failure and regret are where His heart is drawn most unswervingly。
我哋最伤痛嘅地方，我哋最要悔改嘅地方，就系神喺当中点样嘅去支撑我哋。
And if His grace and kindness is immeasurably rich, as He says it is, as opposed to measurable middle class grace.Then our sins can never exhaust His love, His heart for you.
所以话神，我哋当中，神嘅呢个恩典系无可以去量度，而反而对比喺我哋嘅自己嘅心，我哋系唔同。
Now you'll see on slide 6, on the contrary, the more weakness and failure you know about yourself, the more His heart goes out to His own.
系啊，就话让我更越多嘅嘅软弱嘅失望。错误，反而更加去见到神俾我哋嘅爱。
And this glorious prospect then should give God's people full confidence in this place, in this world, even when you're facing death.
所以你明白这个的的时间的时候，我才能够更加的，就算在这个死亡当中，都更加去勇敢去面对。
And there are some practical particulars here that you could apply in this great perspective that God calls us to consider.
所以我去睇究竟我哋点样去用喺我哋生命当中咧
？And I'll just briefly mention them. First, to settle on enduring treasure. The treasure is to know the Lord.
好，第一样嘢就系我哋需要去明白我哋当中所拥有嘅呢个嘅宝座，就系呢个嘅珍藏，就系话我哋能够认识到上帝。
Secondly, it's the pursuit of purity, as Revelation 21:7 and 21:27 says to us.
第二件事我需要去明白的就是说这个的启示录的第21章第7节和27节当中 讲到的说要去追求这个纯洁。
We pursue righteousness now because nothing impure will enter the new heavens and new earth.
就讲到说我需要去追求这个纯洁，因为呢所有不纯洁的不可以进入天堂。
And third, to deepen the links of Christian fellowship.
而第三件事我需要有一个的团体的生命。
Because after all, what's the vision in Revelation 22? It's a city. A city. It's a social entity. A city.
为什么我需要有一个团体的生命呢？因为在天堂当中，我们是活着一起活着的地方。我们是好像有个城市一样。
Yes, there are trees and cities too, but there are more people there.
在当中里面最后的是 有树，都是有很多的人。
And fourthly, we're called to praise the Lamb who is the Christ.
而最后的我们需要的去是被呼召去赞美这个羔羊，就是耶稣基督。
Let me just say a few more things for those three perspectives that we have of the future.
所以讲到说在将来的时候我们需要去明白这几样东
西。What does it mean to settle on enduring treasure to know God?
就是什么意思，为什么我们要去安于这个嘅持久嘅宝座咧
？We'll simply recall Jesus' words in Matthew 6 on the Sermon on the Mount.
就讲到话喺耶稣基督喺呢个嘅马太福音第六章讲到嘅说话
：Store up treasures in heaven, settle on enduring treasure, knowing the Lord.
就我哋要积呢个嘅喺天上嘅财宝，呢、这个财宝就系话。
I've already mentioned what pursuing purity is, striving to holiness, righteousness, and truth in life.
我们要追求这个纯洁，因为呢，俾到我们能够去追求这个的荣耀。
What about deepening the links of genuine Christian fellowship?
所以将来的时候，我们需要的，我们有这个的基督徒的团契生命。
Well, that means you're in a city. That means you have to cultivate relationships and not settle for being a lone ranger Christian.
我作为基督徒嘅，我需要有一个团体嘅生命，唔系话只系孤单一个嘅自己嘅基督徒。
And finally, and I'll spend more time on this, is to praise the Lamb, worshiping Him as Jesus says in John 4, in spirit and in truth.
而最后嘅，我需要嘅去赞美呢个羔羊，就讲到。就话我哋要去用心灵同诚实嘅去赞美佢。
You know Jesus' words to the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4 verse 20-24 shows us a lot about what worship is。
喺个耶稣基督佢嘅就话喺个嘅约翰福音第四章20-24讲到好多关于我应该点样嘅去崇拜。
And Jesus.Throughout the Gospels and those who speak on worship through the Gospels and the Book of Revelation use this dominant Old Testament word that's translated worship.
就话耶稣基督佢当时讲嘅说话，佢用咗好多旧嘅字旧约嘅字眼去讲到关于个崇拜。
But that word used in the Old Testament context gives a understanding of an outward, localized meaning concerning worship.
他讲到就话，耶稣基督所用呢个字眼，呢、这个嘅崇拜系其实系代表咗呢个崇拜系应该以系点样嘅情况。
And Jesus is challenging the Samaritan woman at the well to worship the Lord and to come to the Lord, he's mainly emphasizing an inward rather than an outward expression.
耶稣基督同这个打水的女人去讲到话， 我们人, 我们作为基督徒, 我们崇拜, 应该着重这个内心, 不是外表。
In other words, Jesus and his challenge to the woman of Samaria is mainly talking about a pervasive way of worshiping rather than a localized.
他讲到说, 一个基督徒的崇拜是应该很普遍性的, 不是只是孤单一个地方的。
And you'll see the text here in, on slide 7. The Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus challenges to believe in him, and she says this to Jesus.
耶稣基督是当时的同一个撒玛利亚一个女人打水的地方, 是耶稣基督跟她讲的说话。
Our fathers, again, she's Samaritan, right? Our fathers worship in this mountain. Of course, she's referring to Mount Gerizim. And you people say that in Jerusalem, where the temple was, right? In the places where men ought to worship.
他讲到就说,我们在祖宗,在这山上礼拜,你们都说,应当敬拜的地方是耶路撒冷。
Well, you see, the word English word or the Chinese translated worship, that's that Old Testament, common Old Testament word that's used throughout the Old Testament.
耶稣基督他所用的这个字眼,讲到关于这个崇拜,其实是用着旧约的字眼去讲解。
And it has a localized emphasis, just like the woman of well saying, right? You worship over there, we worship over here, right? Localized.
就讲到说,人是在不同的地方去崇拜。
And then Jesus responds. He says to the Samaritan woman, woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
耶稣他怎么去回答这个妇人呢?就说,你当信我,时候将到,你们拜父,也不在这山上,也不在耶路撒冷。
You see what Jesus is doing there? He's looking to the future, worshiping in spirit and in truth.
里面当中讲的就说,耶稣基督跟他这个妇人去讲解,就说,我们以后的崇拜是要有心灵和诚实,这个真理去崇拜。
We know in the New Testament, as Jesus dies on the cross, once he's gone, the temple curtain in the holy temple, between the holy and holies and the regular portion of the temple is torn, torn down.
原来看回圣经时候,当耶稣基督钉十字架之后,就说这个会幕都分裂了。
There's no more curtain. So behind the curtain is the Holy of Holies, right? It's the Ark of the Covenant.
因为至圣所当中的会幕,那会幕就遮住了一个约柜,就说这个会幕已经是分开了。
And only on the Day of Atonement, once a year, only the high priest who went through all these ceremonies and purification things could enter. Only him could enter into the Holy of Holies.
原来看回旧约当中,你看到就说,什么祭司是一年一次的才能够去会幕当中去敬拜,去献祭。
Well, when Jesus said it is finished on the cross, the curtain is torn so that what now? You can worship God anywhere. Anytime.
就说以前的是一年一次才能够去祭司才能够去到会幕当中去敬拜。但是说当耶稣基督死了之后,这个会幕已经是分裂了。就说以后我人的崇拜,无论在哪个地方都可以了。
So that's what Jesus is pointing to as he challenges this man and woman.
这就是耶稣基督跟这个撒玛利亚妇人的讲解就是这么说了。
Because Jesus is loosening that concept of worship, that outward localized connotation, to say anywhere, anytime.
耶稣讲解给他知道,以后的崇拜其实是什么时都可以,不是在每一个地方都可以。
Right? Place is not an issue. He says neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
崇拜的地方不是已经是局限性,不需要说在哪个山道,不需要说只是可以在耶路撒冷当中。
And on slide 8, you'll see the next two verses in John 4. He goes on and says, but an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
耶稣都是当时都是讲到说,时间将到,如今就是了,把真正拜父的 要用心灵和诚实敬拜他，因为父要在这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须要用心灵和诚实拜他。
And the key sentence there is true worship, which was anticipated for the age to come, has arrived.
就讲到话呢个真正嘅崇拜系就咁样。
Right, Jesus says the hour is coming and the age to come, and now is. It's here.
他讲到话呢个时间将到，呢个时间就系呢个时间啦。耶稣基督佢已经被钉十字架。
And what marks this true future worship that Jesus is referring to has been broken into the present time from the glorious age to come.
就讲耶稣基督佢被钉十字架之后，就话呢个系真正嘅崇拜嘅，就系咁样开始。
In other words, it's not bound by localized place or outward form.
所以话人嘅崇拜唔系只系局限性喺某一个地方或者某一个时间系点样。
So instead of Mount Gerizim or Jerusalem where the temple was, it's now in spirit and in truth.
所以话人嘅崇拜，基督徒崇拜唔系话只可以喺边一度，话只可以耶路撒冷。而是用心灵和诚实去敬拜。
Of course, it's not wrong to worship in a place, and it's not wrong to use outward forms.
当然嘅，我哋人嘅崇拜系，譬如话喺个教会当中或者喺个地方，当然唔系错啦。
But do you see what Jesus is saying?
耶稣基督佢所讲嘅说话系咩意思咧
？He's making explicit and central that it's not.What makes worship worship? The locale. It's not what that's not what makes worship worship.
耶稣基督所讲嘅意思就系话，唔系因为你喺边个地方，你咁嘅崇拜先至叫崇拜。
As you'll see on slide 9, what makes worship worship is what happens in spirit and in truth.
所以咩叫真正嘅崇拜就系话，既然我用心灵诚实嘅去崇拜，呢个就系崇拜啦。
That means with or without a place, or with or without outward forms.
所以就无论是外表是某一个教会的或者某一个特别的地方的其实都是一个崇拜。
So what does that mean in spirit and in truth?
所以什么意思呢就是心灵诚实去敬拜。
Well, I think in spirit, it's talking about the Holy Spirit, right?
他说 用心灵去敬拜里面当中讲的话就是一个圣灵。
The Holy Spirit dwells within the believer.
既然这个圣灵是临到这个信徒的当中去敬拜的时候。
So true worship is happening inward, spiritually, right?
咁嘅时候就系话呢个真正呢、这个就系一个真正嘅崇拜，从内心而出来。
It's not mainly outwardly, bodily event.
唔系只系话一个外表睇到话哦，我坐喺度就系一个崇拜。
And of course, in truth means the true worship is response to the true God, right? The true views of God.
话入边当中有一个诚实，呢个真理去崇拜，意思即系话我哋人，我相信嘅人有一个对神嘅当中有回应。
And of course, the true views of God are from His Word, the Bible.
我哋会睇到神嘅说话，我哋有一个人嘅当中有回应。
So what Jesus has done is break the decisively necessary connection between worship and its outward localized association.
所以神耶稣基督佢点样去讲解话俾大人知，应该有一个真正嘅崇拜系点样
？And saying, now that I've come, now that I'm going to die and rise from the dead, mainly something inward and free, and local now.Free from locality.
所以耶稣基督来到的世上当中，他为到我们罪而死，让我们能够活出一个真正的崇拜。我们在哪里都可以崇拜，我们是从内心和会怎样去回应神的说话去崇拜。
And this is what Jesus meant, as you see on slide 10 in Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9.
而耶稣基督他讲解，就是看到在个马太福音第15章8至9节讲到。
This people honors me with their lips, but their heart,is far from me. In vain do they worship me.
里面讲就话，这百姓用嘴唇敬拜我，心却远离我。
And so when the heart is far from God, worship is vain, empty, non-existent.
所以话，原来你个心系远离神嘅时候，你点就算坐喺度嘅崇拜，唔系一个真正嘅崇拜。
The experience of the heart, the core of your being, is the defining, vital, indispensable.Essence of worship.
而我人嘅心系一个喺个崇拜当中系好重要嘅一个当中嘅要门，就系点样去敬拜神。
You see that Old Testament word again doesn't appear in the epistles. Why?
我就睇到话点解耶稣都咁讲咁嘅讲解喺旧约当中。
In contrast, in the Gospels, Jesus is there, present, right, invisible form, right. So everybody should worship, right, fall down before him. He's there.
在旧约当中的时候，耶稣基督其实神已经在当中的时候，人去崇拜当中，他们不能够直接去面见神。
That's why that common Old Testament word referring to worship is used there in the Gospels.
所以为什么这么讲呢？
And also it's used in Revelation because people are bowing down because God's manifestation from heaven is there, or they're bowing down to false gods on the earth.
继续 continue.
So again, that word is widely used. That same common Old Testament worship term is used in Revelation too, as well as the Gospels.
而耶稣基督所讲嘅当中用好多说话讲到呢个崇拜系以前嘅点样嘅崇拜。
That same word is not used in the New Testament epistles.
但系耶稣基督所用嘅以前旧约应该点嘅崇拜已经唔再喺新约讲到啦。因为耶稣基督去为到人嘅罪而去死，已经将呢个会幕去分开，而将已经人可以去自由嘅去点样去崇拜，用真灵、用真理、心灵去成敬拜。
Because Jesus is not present in visible glory to fall before in worship.
因为已经唔系再话系我哋睇唔到神啦。
And that's why the whole tendency of the early church was to move out of Jerusalem.Away from the temple.
所以基督徒应该是说怎么当时是怎么去离开这个耶路撒冷，怎么去在其他的地方都可以崇拜。
Because worship is primarily inward, spiritual, rather than outward or ritualistic.
因为崇拜不只是一个只是局限一个地方，而崇拜其实可以在不同的地方，只是用着心灵诚实的就可以去一个真正的崇拜。
In other words, worship is primarily pervasive, not local.
所以说这个崇拜 是很普遍的，每个地方都可以。
And that's why that common Old Testament word, translated worship, proskuneo, never appears in epistles of the New Testament.
所以讲就话我哋将来我哋而家嘅我喺唔同嘅地方都可以去崇拜。
But when Paul writes his letters, he uses another word that's less frequent from the Old Testament to refer to worship.
就讲到旧约同新约，因为耶稣基督去死了之后，就说人怎样去真正的崇拜就怎样。
Again, the stress is on what? Not localized, but spiritual experience.
那就说真正的崇拜不是只是局限着一个地方、一个地址，而是就说跟着一个人的心。
And Paul explains what that means, right? He treats virtually all of life as an act of worship for the believer.
就说保罗就是怎样去讲解一个人真正的心在哪里崇拜是最重要。
And I'll just show briefly some of the examples on slide 11 for you.
我们在有几个的例子告诉大家。
Romans, New Testament epistle, right? Letters. Romans 1:9, Paul says, I serve, which is the less often word from the Old Testament that's translated worship, but it's translated serve in many parts of the New Testament. I serve. What? I serve.God, in my spirit, in the preaching of the gospel.
就讲到神怎样去有几个例子。
Here's another example, Philippians 3:3. Paul says that true Christians worship God. That's that word. Worship God in the spirit of God and put no confidence in the flesh.
就我们去敬拜神，不是因着我们的身体，而是我们的心去崇拜。
Just one more example.Latter part of Romans 12:1, Paul urges Christians to present your bodies as living and holy sacrifices, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
就讲到话，我要将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，是你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
So Paul uses the other Old Testament word for worship. Why? Because he doesn't want that connotation.Of localized anymore or external event.
So, Paul, why do you use different, at the time, say, talking about this worship is not supposed to be limited to one place?
He's emphasizing an internal spiritual experience so much that he sees all of life, all of ministry as an expression of what? Inner experience of worship.
So, why a person's worship is actually supposed to be based on his inner heart.佢點樣有個心靈，有一個屬靈，有依個聖靈喺我哋當中嘅崇拜先係真實嘅。
So worship is significantly being delocalized, deritualized.
所以我们的崇拜不是应该局限住一个地方。
Right? The shift is taken off of ceremony, places, forms, and shifted to what? What's happening in the core of your being, your heart. Not just on Sunday, every day.
所以个崇拜不是说局限住一个地方，不是局限住说当中有什么礼仪，而是指其实应该重的是我们的内心里面跟神的关系。
That's why Paul writes, as you'll see on slide 12, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31.
就所以话点解话我哋所以讲嘅话，佢话你们吃喝嘅时候，无论做什么，都要系荣耀神而行嘅。
Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
所以话无论去做什么，话说话或行事，都要奉耶稣嘅名，藉着他感谢父神。
See, that's the form of worship commanded to us in the New Testament.
这个就是新约当中是怎样去叫我们这样去崇拜。
And what that means is to act in every endeavor you do in a way that reflects the value of the glory of God.
就是我们所讲的说话，我们所做的事都是应该是表明了神的这个的荣耀。
And to do a thing in the name of Jesus with thanks to the God.
我们无论做什么讲什么都是因着耶稣基督的名去感谢神。
And that's the basic form of living worship.
这个就是我们活出来的应该一个活生生的一个敬拜。
But the New Testament uses those greatest of all worship senses without any reference to worship services. He's just describing life as a Christian.
所以我作为基督徒应该怎样去就怎样去过一个真正的敬拜的生命。
So Paul's burden is to call us for a radical, inward, authentic worship and an all-encompassing pervasiveness of worship in all of life.
所以保罗就佢个当时嘅重担就系话，我哋作为基督徒嘅应该点样嘅真正嘅崇拜，应该系一个有嘅一个内从内心而出嘅崇拜。
The emphasis is not on the place, it's not in the form. What's the essence? In spirit and in truth.
所以真正嘅崇拜唔系局限住因为一个地方或者应该点样有嘅崇拜，而系因着系有一个心同埋一个真实嘅崇拜。
You know, our church is in a denomination of Reformed tradition. That's what grips the Reformed tradition, especially the Puritans. If you look up what the Puritans did.
所以我哋嘅教会，譬如话我哋系一个传统嘅教会，或者好似一个清教徒嘅当中。
The Puritans called their churches meeting houses.
我哋教会当中，我哋系一个聚会嘅地方，聚会嘅家。
And they kept things very simple because they wanted to change the emphasis, not in a physical place, but to the inward spiritual nature.
当时清教徒就话，这个崇拜就要进，我哋讲到话一个好简单嘅聚会。咁啊，聚会嘅当中系最重要嘅，系睇到人嘅内心入边点样一齐去崇拜。
So in the midst of these disputes about what this symbol means or what this analogy or vision means in the Book of Revelation, I hope you see what's central, what the Lord wants you to see what's central in this.Book of the Revelation.
所以希望大家能够睇到究竟当中其实所讲嘅究竟咩嘅最以神为中心嘅最重要。
And simply put, but the basic message is this: that you hear afresh the words from your exalted Christ, saying, "Yes, I am coming for you very soon."
入边当中最重要嘅睇就系话，讲到就话耶稣基督，我会好快会再回嚟。
And He wants us, believers, the bride, the church, to join the spirit of our generation and say, come, Jesus, come.
而我们作为这个的一婚约当中的伴侣，就是说我们作为基督徒，我们就说我们希望当耶稣基督所讲的说话的时候，我们会跟神讲话，我希望你快点再回来。
And to use the analogy of that water flowing,which is one of the main themes of Revelation 22, he says, come, whoever is thirsty, right? That's what the exalted Christ is asking you. Come, whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
所以讲到就话，无论边一个是有颈渴的时候，在人的生命当中有需要的时候，你可以到我这里来，我会给出这个永恒的，这个永恒生命，这个免费的礼物去给到你。
How? How are you going to do that?
我怎么能够得到呢？
Well, one hint is the forehead. What's the sign on the forehead in verse 4?
一样重要的就是说，里面当中第四节讲到说，在个额上面写了你的名
字。Well, Old Testament, who had the name on their forehead all the time?
在旧约当中，哪一个有成日有个名字在他们的额头呢？
Only the high priest, right? Only the high priest who had to go in the name of Yahweh on his forehead into that holy of holy places behind the curtain.
因为只有一个的当中的祭司，大祭司才有他的名字压住喺个喺个额头上面嘅。
Right, he had to sprinkle the blood of the sacrifice animal onto the seat on the Ark of the Covenant.
因为喺个祭礼当中，呢个大祭司点样去洒呢个血献祭
？All the purification ceremonies that he had to go through on that one day, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, he had to go back there for the people.Behind the curtain.
一年一次，这个大祭司去到这个会幕当中，为到众人的去献祭。
He's the only one who's allowed.
他是这个大祭司是唯一一个人可以去到这个会幕当中。
But do you see what this vision in Revelation 22 is saying?
但是这个启示录里面当中22章里面讲到，
In the city of God, all believers are high priests.
就话喺个神嘅城市当中，每一个信神嘅人都系一个大祭司。
Every one of you, believer, will have his name on your forehead.
我哋每一个人都系大祭司，我哋每一个人都有一个嘅名刻喺我哋嘅头上面。
We all know the very presence of God, the very glory of God. We will all be there.
我哋相信神嘅人，我哋全部都系喺嗰度。
And as that beatific vision, which is again the second main central theme here, we'll see him as he is.
我们会看到神的真面。
And you won't perish when you see him.
而以后的神第一次回来的时候，我们能够真正的见到神，我们不会去催眠。
You won't perish.
我们不会备受催眠。
Because Jesus.Was your sacrifice? He's the Lamb. He shed his blood for you.
因为耶稣基督已经为到我哋嘅罪而去死，佢系一个受罪嘅羔羊。
He became a curse for you.
因为佢已经系为到我哋嘅罪，我哋嘅应该受嘅惩罚。
He took our darkness on the cross.
佢为到我哋嘅罪去钉喺个十字架上。
He said, "I thirst." On the cross, he took your thirst there.
我们的饥渴，耶稣基督已经改走我们应该有的饥渴。
Because in your place, Jesus got the cosmic thirst, right?
就是耶稣基督他怎么去承受了我们的惩罚。
He's the one who's separated from God.
就是耶稣基督他跟神有分，在当时就被分开。
And he experienced there this cosmic dehydration, right?
就是他受到最终的这个饥渴。
A cosmic death by thirst where you lose everything. Have you ever been thirsty to the point where you're ready to die?
耶稣基督受到最终的一个饥渴，最终的分裂，这个就是应该我们所承受的。
You know, when you're dying, you lose love, you lose God, you lose joy, you lose everything.
就说他当时的受苦，他被分裂，他受到这个痛苦。
That's what happened to Jesus on the cross. He experienced your cosmic thirst.
就说我们应该受的惩罚，耶稣基督在十字架上为到我哋去舍身
，so that you could come and drink the water of that flows from the throne, the water of life.
耶稣基督佢所做嘅工作，我哋先至能够去享受到呢个生命食水。
See, again, these visions, analogies in the Revelation were given to John when he was suffering, when he was banned.Exiled on the island of Patmos, he was exiled there to die.
当时他写信的约翰写的时候就话，他当时是受着这个痛苦，但他就是明白将来的怎样是有一个得福。
And God comforted him to know that's not the end, John. That's not the end.
神同约翰讲就话，就算而今的受苦不是一个最不是一个终结。
So no matter what trouble you're going through now, it's not the end.
就话我人生入面当中所受嘅痛苦唔系一个人生嘅终结。
But you have to know the one who became thirsty for you, so that you can drink that water of life.
但系神就想同约翰就明白就系话你现今嘅受苦就系其实神已经系取代咗你嘅痛苦系钉喺十架上，好叫你以后能够得到呢个生命嘅水。
Father, as we come to your table,
主，我们来到你的宝座前面。
As Pastor Thomas will be leading us in a moment, we pray that we would reflect on Revelation 22 and the water flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb.
我们应该有牧师去带领我们，有另一个圣餐，让我们去回应，我们去学习怎样去明白这个刚才我们所看的启示录二十二章。
And how that was made possible that we could drink from there because he said, I thirst on the cross.
就说我们是一个饥慕渴望的，我们饥渴的人，我们需要得到神来给我们的生命的水。
And he experienced that cosmic dehydration, that separation from God for us.
耶稣基督去接受这个的最终这个的饥渴，怎样的去有同神这个分开。
And so as you feed us from your Lord's Supper, we pray, Lord, that you would, that would help us to grow in your grace.
神啊，让我们去领一个圣餐，让我们能够在这个恩典当中得到成长。
And to respond to visions and analogies and symbols like those in the book of the Revelation.
让我们有一个应当的回应。
For we know, O Lord, your word is given to us to know you. And we know you, we know ourselves better.
神你给我们的话语，让我们去学习，你去更加认识我们。
We know what our purpose in life is.
你知道我们人应该有的目的。
We know where we're headed.
我们知道是我们去行的道路。
Oh Lord, may you imprint that into our hearts today.
主啊，求你去将你给我们应该要行的道路去刻在我们的心上。
And may we respond to worship you in spirit and in truth.
让我们去有心灵诚实的去回应，去敬拜你。
We ask all of that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我这样祈祷，奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
My Sunday school